Welcome and Happy New Year. I'm Rose Aguilar and this is Your Call. Today is our first live show of the new year, and as we begin to come up with show ideas, we wanted to open the lines today to hear your wish list for 2016. Last year, we covered a wide range of topics with special week-long series on the criminal justice system, racial and economic disparities in the United States. We did a week-long series on the environment and renewable energy, and we did a few on California's drought, and we will definitely continue to follow those issues. On our Friday media roundtables, we brought on journalists to report from some of the most dangerous parts of the world, including Syria, Kenya, and Afghanistan. So today, we want to hear from you. What topics do you want us to cover this year? What are your top priorities in the election year? The election is expected to cost a whopping $5 billion. We will definitely continue to follow the money, but how do you want us to cover the election and the influence of money in politics? With national security and terrorism overshadowing critical domestic issues, what do you want to hear on the show? And do you have favorite guests or topics you want us to take on this year? You can give us a call at 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. You can also email feedback@yourcallradio.org. So how it works here is on Mondays, we all get together for an editorial meeting. We bring ideas to the table. We talk about the critical question. We talk about how you can get involved, and then we vote. It's a very collaborative effort, and we would love to add your ideas to the mix. So what do you think will be the most important issues for us to pay attention to this year? And then also, when we get together at the beginning of the year, we always say, all right, what will sustain us? Because this is actually going to be my 10-year anniversary hosting the show. And we always say it's about solutions. We don't want to end any show without talking about solutions, and we strive to be solutions oriented. So what are your thoughts on that? Who do you think is doing valuable work taking on issues that you care about, whether it's the local issue, national or international? You can give us a call at 866-798-8255. And also, if you have a dream guest for Your Call, we often think about this. Who would you like to hear from? Maybe a dream guest in conversation with someone else. 866-798-8255. You can also email feedback@yourcallradio.org. You can also leave a comment on our website, yourcallradio.org. And let's kick it off with David in San Jose. Hi, David. Welcome to the show. Happy New Year.
Good morning and Happy New Year to you as well. What I would like to see cover for the 2016, more not just what's happening, but why is it happening, the root causes of the problem. I can give an example, if I may, if I have time.
Yes, please.
Okay, thank you. For example, Afghanistan. Now, going back 20 years, Afghanistan was CIA biggest covert operation. All these people that you hear today were the very same people that were invited to the White House, and I see pictures on the internet. And they were trained by them. And because of the lack of, I don't know if it was systematic effort to happen what we see today or incompetence, not sure which one it is.
Hmm.
But these were the very people that were trained by the U.S. and the very last communist president of Afghanistan warned the U.S. many, many times before his departure, say, hey, listen, the very same people that you're arming will turn their gun against you. And exactly what we see today. Who do I want to see often come to your show? Noam Chomsky is a very intelligent person. I have a very high regard for it. Take my answers off the air, or if you have want to say anything.
Okay, thank you, David. So talking about the root causes of the problems. Now, what's so special about a station like KALW and our show is that we can actually spend an entire hour on these issues. We can talk about history. We can bring on authors who write books about these issues. And I love that idea, the root causes of the problems. I was wanting to pitch a show about Saudi Arabia and the history of that relationship with the United States. So I wrote that down. Noam Chomsky, thank you for that guest idea. He has been on the show, but it has been a while. So maybe we'll put out an invite to Noam Chomsky. And if you'd like to join us, thank you for calling. You can give us a call at 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. We're actually going to do a show about Syria tomorrow, and we're going to talk about the root causes of what's happening there. So that's kind of related to what you were bringing up, David. So thank you for calling. Let's go next to Niles in Petaluma. Hi, Niles. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you. Yeah, you asked what's on our wish list for topics to cover for this year. And I'd really love to see you guys keep on topics related to basically the corporate takeover of the media and basically becoming more and more dominant in politics. Some specific things on the wish list are particularly Monsanto and the way that they've been able to infiltrate the government with former employees and lobbyists all the way from Clarence Thomas to Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
Also, keep on issues like corporate personhood and how that's changed the legal landscape. Those would be great things to cover in the new year.
All right. Monsanto, corporate personhood, and the corporate takeover of the media. Yes, those will definitely continue to be on our list. And we got a great idea at the end of the year about all of the money that's being raised by the candidates. And then that money is spent on TV ads and how that affects the coverage. Well, we know how it affects the coverage because who's dominating the coverage? We will definitely continue to cover that and follow that. So thank you so much, Niles, for calling in. Let's go next to Greg. Hi, Greg. Welcome to the show.
There's not going to be a lot of feedback here.
If you can speak up a bit, Greg. Oh,
okay, can you hear me now?
Just a little more.
Okay, I'll have to start yelling.
Okay.
Anyway, you've covered these issues, but I have one to add. One is obviously global warming.
Yep.
But I think the thing that I think is missing is that, and I've listened to this on your program a lot, is that, you know, we need to really make dramatic changes. Individuals, governments, et cetera, need to make dramatic changes, and we're not making those dramatic changes. I live in Palo Alto. I don't see it happening here, and I think that's really key. The people keep pressure on and then do individual things. That's critical. The other thing I really want to bring up, and I don't know if I've heard this on your program, is disability. And I'm specifically thinking about the plight of people who are on Social Security disability, especially SSI. It is a draconian program, and it really needs to have light shed on it, because the restrictions on people are just so absurd and insane that you barely can live a life on that. I mean, you're one step above being homeless and totally impoverished. And I really wish that you might be able to do something on that issue.
Greg, are you on disability?
I was.
You were. Okay.
Yeah.
So Social Security, people on Social Security did not get a cost of living increase. Does that also apply to people on SSI for disability?
Yes absolutely.
Okay.
And we're on SSI, you're living below the poverty level.
Right.
I mean, it's absurd.
I mean, because a lot of people don't realize when the media report on Social Security, they rarely say the average monthly check is about $800 to $1,200 a month.
Yes, that's right. But that's one part of it. But the restrictions that you're under in terms of income and resources, et cetera, are just absolutely so restrictive that, you know, you just live in a constant state of stress.
Mm. Yeah, I don't think people realize that if they're not on it or they don't have family members who are on it. So we will definitely tackle that issue, and thank you for those ideas. With your global warming issue, we got an email from Billy who said that there's a great new book out that hasn't gotten much play. David Freeman, who's an energy engineer and a lawyer, and he wrote a book, A Time to Choose, America's Energy Future, and it looks at an early inquiry into the energy future. This was back in 1974. Well, we did a show about when Exxon knew about climate change back then and then worked for decades to quash the information. And so we'll add that to our list. Thank you for calling in, Greg. Today on Your Call, it is our first live show of the year. And as we take a look at the year and ideas that we want to bring to the table, we wanted to open the phone lines to also get your ideas. So what do you think are some of the most pressing issues? What show ideas would you like us to tackle this year? What do you think will be the most important issues for us to pay attention to this year? What is your dream guest for your call? We'd love to hear from you. 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. You can also email feedback@yourcallradio.org, or you can leave a comment on our website, yourcallradio.org. Let's go next to Lisa in Oakland. Hi, Lisa. Welcome to the show.
Hi, yeah. I wanted to echo what the previous caller said about SSI, living on SSI, 830 a month. The other thing I wanted to say is I just really wanted to compliment you all on the enormous amount of research and detail you do. Your series on subjects like water or other subjects are incredibly well researched and I think provide information that you really can't get anywhere else. And even the New York Times doesn't cover some of these issues as in-depth as you guys have been doing it or other areas that so I think it really people need to really be aware of how much work it takes to put on the radio show that you guys put together every day.
Well, thank you. And so I'm glad you said that because in terms of the research, I also want to give a shout out to Malihe Razazan, executive senior producer of Your Call, Laura Flynn, producer, and Rosalie Atkinson, our intern. The person who's on the air usually gets most of the credit, but the producers do so much work. I mean, this is a collaborative effort. So I also really want to thank them because they do a lot of research. And these are tireless people who really care about these shows. And I think it comes across. So thank you for that, Lisa.
Okay. And the subject I wanted to recommend was a little bit more about following the money. Like, for instance, where does the money that the government is allocating to support, you know, to support the oil and gas industry or to support farming. I think we have very little understanding of all the money that in our budget and where it goes to.
Right.
You know, the figure was bantered around just today that $200 billion or something is given to the Middle East. For what?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people even have a clue what is going on in Washington and where that money is going to. And really that is the basis of all of our international policies, money.
Right.
So, so I think that would be really wonderful. And a little bit more on you do a great job on the Middle East, but I think still here in the U.S., we really have little understanding about the money and the effect that Saudi Arabia has in affecting geopolitics relating to money and how money affects geopolitics generally. They were talking today about Saudi Arabia having enough money to on Democracy Now, for instance, to influence climate change, to influence the effect of all the policies of those people who are dependent on oil imports. So I just think that aspect is really important. I know it's hard to research and it's extremely complex and it can be boring, but nevertheless, I think it's extremely fascinating and interesting. So, but generally, I just want to give you kudos to the great work you guys have been doing.
Well, thank you so much, Lisa, and thank you for those ideas. Following the money is so important, and thanks to groups like the National Priorities Project, over the new year, they've been putting out so much information about how money is spent and where it is spent. So we'll definitely continue to follow that. And I mentioned a couple minutes ago that I've been wanting to do a show about Saudi Arabia and the relationship with the United States and the issues you brought up. So we will definitely also do that. So thank you so much for calling in, Lisa. And let's go next to Susan in Berkeley. Hi, Susan. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you. My first big gripe is accountability. No one is accountable or honest, whether it's PG&E or the gas company in the southern part of the state where there is a huge spewing of natural gas because that company didn't replace a valve. If they had, we could just cap it. But as it is now, we have had natural gas spewing out into our atmosphere since October. We never hear about it in the news. No one is ever accountable for anything, whether it's this situation or PG&E or weapons of mass destruction. Nobody ever listened to the weapons inspectors. It really upsets me. Also, I'd like to emphasize how diplomacy has helped us in the past. I think we have to have more diplomacy, less deployment, and we have to study the economy of war. This country is simply thriving on the economy of war, never made more money than we are now on weapons. We don't elect lobbyists. Why can't we stop that? I am so fed up with lobbyists running our country from another country many times. I'm furious about that.
Well,
and I wanted to say, too, that I'm on SSI as well. And if you could get an SSI lawyer to tell us how we could sell our house and move to another one. I have neighbors from hell who would love to get rid of me and my learning-disabled, dyslexic, schizophrenic son. And I'm afraid to move. I'm afraid I'll lose everything because the state puts a lien on your house. So thanks for listening.
All right. Well, thank you, Susan. You brought up a lot of topics there. And yes, we will continue to cover the military budget and the issues that you brought up. You brought up the natural gas leak in Los Angeles. And a lot of families have been, several thousand residents actually, have been relocated, saying that the stench is making them sick. And the leak is persisting, according to the LA Times, because the workers have been unable to plug it. And we're going to cover this on this Friday's Media Roundtable. So thank you for bringing up those ideas. I wrote them all down, and we will definitely talk about those at today's meeting. So thank you for calling in. Let's go next to Harry in San Francisco. Hi, Harry. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning. I wanted to see if you could have the guest who the authors of the book $2 a Day, Living on Almost Nothing in America. Evidently, there are people living on an average of $2 a day, and that's Catherine J. Eden, E-D-I-N, and H. Luke Schaefer, S-H-A-E-F-E-R. And also, if you could talk about what's happening with the San Francisco Police Department. A lot of people think that Greg Sir should resign. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Harry. Yes, $2 a day is on our list, and hopefully we will bring those authors on. And I also wrote down your idea about the San Francisco Police Department. Thank you for calling in. And you can join us today on Your Call. It's our first live show of the year. We wanted to open the phone lines to hear your show and guest ideas. It's going to be a very busy year, especially with this presidential election, which is expected to cost a whopping $5 billion. Imagine how that money could be spent. A lot of it's going to go to consultants and TV ads. We will definitely follow the money. But what do you think will be the most important issues for us to pay attention to this year? 866-798-8255. If you've got a dream guest for your call, we'd love to hear from you. Who is that guest? You can also email feedback@yourcallradio.org or leave a comment on our website, yourcallradio.org. And let's go next to Roger in Oakland. Hi, Roger. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you. I'm down in Fremont. I actually have a couple things for you. One, Susan talked about accountability, which I think is extremely important. I work as a crossing guard, and I look at the roads, and they're constantly beat up.
Yeah.
We pass legislation to fix the highways, and the legislature takes the money, so we don't see it, so we give up. My biggest thing, though, I would like to see is a discussion of getting people out to vote. I work as a poll watcher, and I've worked the polls in Livermore, and I know we may have 25 people show up the entire day. How do we get people to vote? And along with that, how do we counter vote suppression efforts? Now, some of what I'm talking about is in other states, because you have, well, for example, the closing off of Sundays in the South, other things like that. Because while we're in California, we're only 52 House of Representatives. When you've got the people in other states that, you know, vote or don't vote, or votes are suppressed, we can't really have a voice in the agenda when you have a series of states where they suppress the votes and there's a right wing or candidates who don't want the people to vote. Those would be my two things: the accountability and how do we get the vote out? How do we get the people to maybe be interested in the election and understand where it affects them.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
It's such an important topic. Thank you so much. Ari Berman wrote an amazing book about protecting the right to vote, the fight and the right to vote. We had him on, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago. Amazing information. This one's so important. I mean, even when we have local elections here, we're lucky if we get 20%, maybe 25%. And if 10% more voted, maybe the vote would go another way. So this one's really, really important. We will definitely continue to follow this, especially during an election year. So thank you for calling in, Roger. And let's go next. We can take a few more calls before we go to break. Let's hear from Aaron in Oakland. Hi, Aaron. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Rose. I'm hoping that your call will cover the threat we're facing from coal, a scheme to bring Utah coal through the new export terminal that's under construction in Oakland. Mm-hmm. This is something that is very much still in play and very, very much contested. But we have a city council hearing, a city council meeting that will have that on the agenda in mid-February, February 16th. And it's a very hot and difficult issue. City Council has the power to regulate the commodities that come through the new terminal on health and safety grounds. And we had a big hearing. They had a six-hour-long hearing in late September to hear the evidence about that. And those of us opposed to coal made, I think, a very powerful case that there were health and safety threats involved. So that's something that's coming up that we really appreciate your coverage of.
Well, thank you. I mean, this is why I love opening the lines, because I wasn't aware of this, and I just opened a Contra Costa Times piece. Utah has approved a $53 million investment in an Oakland shipping terminal nearing construction with the hopes of exporting it to less environmentally stringent markets overseas. The move has enraged environmental groups, and city leaders are also raising concerns. So, wow, this was actually in April, so a lot has changed since then, and we will definitely write this one down and put it in our ideas. So thank you for bringing this one to our attention. Aaron, thank you so much for calling in. And let's go next to David in San Francisco. Hi, David.
Hi, Rose. I wanted to thank you, first of all. I'm a longtime listener and I call in a lot. I appreciated your week-long series on water, and that is another thing I'd like to see with regards to any number of topics, especially perhaps, as the earlier caller said, the business that media is these days, as opposed to it being the fourth estate and a check on things, such as, they're not holding Donald Trump's feet to the fire because he's a moneymaker for them. Mm. The LA gas leak, the woman spoke of a few calls ago, I'm actually going to call Jerry Brown's office next because I have not heard him speak on it or what it means. I heard it was something like 165,000 cars a day. That's what that gas leak means in California. And then my dream guest would be David Talbot, if you haven't already had him on.
Oh, yeah. David is a good friend of the show. And so I've been listening to some talks he's given about his book about the CIA over the holidays. And I think that would be great. So thank you so much for calling in. Really good ideas. David Talbot, water and the drought. We will definitely continue to follow this. I'm so glad it's been snowing in the Sierras and we got some rain over the holidays. So we should definitely get an update on where we are with the drought. Thank you for calling in, David. Today on Your Call, it's our first live show of the year. And as we sit down and talk about the shows that we would like to do this year, we wanted to open the lines to get your ideas. What topics would you like us to cover this year? What are your dream guests? How do you want us to cover the election? The toll-free number is 866-798-8255. You can also email feedback@yourcallradio.org or leave a comment on our website, yourcallradio.org. We'll be back after this.
Your Call, a program relies on engaged listeners, invites you to join us this morning. You can join our conversation by calling toll-free 866-798-TALK. Let us know what you want the program to talk about in 2016. Toll-free 866-798-8255. Or you can post your question or comment on the website, yourcallradio.org. www.bbc.org. Coming up in 30 minutes, World Have Your Say from the BBC. Today, what do Saudi Arabia-Iran tensions mean for people in those countries? And given the chance, what would people in each country say to each other? Also, how should the armed protesters occupying a federal wildlife building in Oregon be described? Terrorists? Patriots? Or something else? Social media is ablaze with conversation about double standards and how mainstream media is covering the story. That's what World Have Your Say will be talking about coming up at 11.
This is Your Call. I'm Rose Aguilar. Coming up tomorrow, we will have a conversation with Professor Samer Aboud about his new book, Syria. The five-year-old brutal and horrific war in Syria has killed more than 200,000 people. 8 million people have been internally displaced. There are 4 million refugees. The war in Syria has created the worst humanitarian and refugee crisis of our time. So how did Syria get to this point, and what does the future hold? That is tomorrow. And if you have a show idea or a guest idea, we would love to hear from you now. Today, we are opening the lines to get your thoughts on stories you want us to cover. If you have a dream guest, we'd love to hear from you. If you have a series, we'd love to hear from you. The toll-free number is 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. You can also email feedback@yourcallradio.org. I will get to your emails. We've got a lot of emails in just a couple minutes. You can also leave a comment at yourcallradio.org. And let's hear from Judy in San Francisco. Hi, Judy. Welcome to the show.
Hi there. First of all, I want to compliment you on the wonderful array of topics that you cover. I don't know how you just come up with them. They're so timely. But two topics that I'd like you to cover, keep covering, I guess, is Black Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like the country's on fire with this issue of police murders of African-Americans, non-threatening people. And I wonder if you could also maybe make a little feature of announcements of Black Lives Matter events, you know, as they come up, that we can attend. You know what I mean? Like a march or a demonstration or something.
Right.
Just make that, you know, just stick that into any show.
Okay.
And also, I'd like you to keep covering labor issues.
Yes.
Yes, there's so many of them.
Okay, well, thank you so much. So Black Lives Matter and police violence and labor issues. Thank you for those ideas, Judy. And if you'd like to join us, the toll-free number is 866-798-8255. You can also email feedback@yourcallradio.org. I just want to read a couple of emails. John writes in, please consider a conversation about real land reform. Of course, in light of the Bay Area's real estate insanity, displacement, and the supposed bleeding heart, milquetoast efforts to address housing problems, the removal of working peoples, and how the city government is not really dealing with these issues. Thank you for that, John. That's always on our list. We've got an email from David. What is the future plan for Diablo Canyon? And is decommissioning working at other shutdown facilities? Thank you for that. Please cover the methane leak gas in SoCal at Porter Ranch. Why is this not getting more attention? I've been following this over the holidays, and it's definitely starting to get a lot more attention. Obviously, the LA Times, but The Guardian, Al Jazeera, America. I've seen it in a couple other outlets. We will definitely continue that on our Fridays. Mark writes in, gun violence as domestic terrorism. Along with this topic, it would be worth discussing mental health issues as it relates to mass shootings, the travesty of the NRA. An interesting guest idea, Michael Bloomberg, who's funding a gun control organization. See the article in today's New York Times that is countering the NRA. Thank you for that. Rob writes in, coverage of Jewish Voice for Peace, the oldest and largest progressive Jewish organization based in the Bay Area, and more generally, how it is being blackballed from the SFJCC and how progressive voices on Palestine are being censored in the U.S. media. Diane writes in, although it's not local, what about the far right's attempt to take over smaller elected posts and boards of smaller organizations? This gives them a huge amount of under-the-radar influence. Thank you for that. An email from Bernard, I discovered that some Berkeley neighbors are going to volunteer to help the refugees arriving at Lesbos Island. He included their Facebook page. Some locals have already been there. I think it would make a great program interviewing these local volunteers. Yes, that would. Thank you. We have another email from a listener who's got a cold. Here are their ideas. 2016 is the centennial of the National Park Service. There's so much to discuss. What can be done to improve the diversity of staff and visitors? How much land should be held by the federal government? Why is appreciating the outdoors seen as morally superior to not enjoying outdoor activities? Police violence, especially against people of color. What tools can busy people use for creating systemic change? Instead of spending our time with our tiny water-saving tips, our tiny recycling, how do we make giant corporations behave better? How do we raise compassionate children? How do we make sure our kids have empathy and gratitude? How can adults be nicer to each other as we all start to have curated news that confirms our bias and generally walk within our own bubbles? Okay, I really like these ideas. How can we all be nicer to each other? Thank you so much, and I hope you feel better. Thanks for writing in. You can write in feedback at yourcallradio.org, or you can give us a call at 866-798-8255. Today, it is our first live show of the year, and we wanted to open the phone lines to hear your show ideas and your guest ideas. If you have a dream guest, we'd love to hear it. And then also, what do you think will be the most important issues for us to pay attention to this year? And we've got full lines again, so let's go back to the phones. Billy in Redwood City. Hi, Billy. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. I think my fellow listeners have given you enough subjects to last for the next decade rather than the next year, so I can't add to them. I want to recommend that you continue to take calls from a gentleman named William who calls you from Belvedere. I want to recommend that you continue to have David Johnston, formerly of the New York Times, on as often as his schedule will permit. And as to the subject of Social Security, I heard two authors of a book. I don't remember their name, but the name of their book is Get What's Yours. I was profoundly impressed with their description of their book. It's all about the Social Security system and how those of us who are on Social Security and are about to be on it can get what's ours. Thanks for all your wonderful work.
Well, thank you so much. That book is by Lawrence Kotlikoff, Philip Moeller, and Paul Salmon, and we had them on last year. And I'm happy to say that I heard from a number of listeners who took their advice and are now actually getting more money. It's a really important book. If you go to yourcallradio.org and search Get What's Yours, you can find that show. And it's a great book. Maybe we'll bring them back because we had full lines that show. People had so many questions. So thank you so much for calling in, and we will definitely bring them back. Thanks, Billy. Let's go next to Glenn in San Francisco. Hi, Glenn. Welcome to the show.
Hello. I'd first like to congratulate you on an excellent program that you have. And I don't know if everyone has talked about the plight of the Palestinians or not, but you know, Egypt has flooded the tunnels on the Gaza border, and the UN says that the Gaza will be uninhabitable by 2020. And some interesting guests might be M.J. Rosenberg, a former AIPAC operative, or Miko Peled, the son of the founders of the State of Israel, or Dr. Alice Rosenberg.
All right. Thank you so much. I wrote down those guest ideas, and we will also bring those to the table. Thank you for calling in, Glenn. Let's go next to Omar in San Francisco. Hi, Omar. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Rose. Just want to say I love your voice, and I really appreciate this show. I listen to it every day on my way to work.
Thank you.
I just wanted to bring some light, actually, to the Syrian refugee crisis. I really want to ask more about the social dynamics. If you look to countries like Brazil or Germany, you have sort of like little cultural micro communities that sort of shape those societies. In Brazil, for example, the Lebanese, and in Germany, you have Turkish and other sort of these enclaves. So I just wanted to ask about sort of when we have this substantial amount of Syrian migrants going to different countries, how is that going to shape these countries, not just economically, but culturally?
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to know about, in terms of actual the Syrian culture, if such a substantial portion of people are leaving, what's going to happen to, you know, the original Syrian culture? Is that going to be slowly wiped out, or what's going to happen there? Mm. So that's something I've been thinking about.
So,
thank you.
Yeah, so sad. Thank you. Actually, the New York Times had a couple pieces about these very topics. There was a really sad piece yesterday about how women are being sexually assaulted just on the way to different countries because there's no privacy in some of the shelters they're going to. There's no privacy. There's no locks on bathrooms. I mean, just really horrific stories. And this is horrific, but so important to cover to expose what's really happening. So we will definitely put that on our list and continue to cover these issues in 2016. Thank you for calling in, Omar. Let's go next to Paul in Vallejo. Hi, Paul. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. All of these very important international and national issues, I hope that as a local station you will be able to cover our fight here in Vallejo, where there is a cabal of government officials and business people who have put together a cement plant to be put at the mouth of the Napa River, a highly polluting cement plant. And the citizens have formed a grassroots organization in order to fight, because we feel this is going to pollute the river and be hazardous to people's health. So if you want to learn more about it, contact people who are much more knowledgeable than I am, who have hired lawyers to be able to fight the government on this project. There's a Facebook page called Voices of Vallejo, and a lot of information is on that page.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Paul. You just raised another issue that I think would be a really good idea regularly to open the lines to focus just specifically on these local issues, because, you know, a lot of people don't really know what's going on in their own backyard, whether it's because of lack of media coverage or they just don't have time. And so I think it would be great to open the lines for active citizens to call in to say, hey, this is what's happening in my backyard. We'd love for you to know about it, and we want people to get involved. So I think that could be a really good show. And thank you for raising our awareness about what is happening in Vallejo. Let's go next to Terry in Oakland. Hi, Terry. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi. I heard on NPR a statistic that Donald Trump got 2,300 press mentions to every one for Bernie Sanders. And, you know, when they mention Bernie Sanders, they say, oh, everybody loves him, but he doesn't have a chance.
Yeah.
Well, maybe if he got 2,299 more mentions, I don't know, just so angry, just makes me so angry.
Yeah, I think about that a lot. I was watching Meet the Press yesterday, and the whole panel was about Donald Trump. The entire panel. And then I've heard, you know, Bernie Sanders raised, what was it, 33 million, 4 million less than Hillary Clinton from 2.3 million small donors, and then that's the end of the story. They don't bother to say, who are these people? First-time voters. So that is a big problem. We will continue to cover that and follow that. Thank you, Terry, for calling in. And if you'd like to call in today, we are opening the lines to take your calls. We'd like to hear from you. What do you want us to cover this year? The election. We've got 11 more months of this. $5 billion is expected to be raised and spent. How do you want us to cover the election? What do you think will be the most important issues for us to pay attention to in 2016? When it comes to solutions, do you have guest ideas? Who is doing the valuable work of focusing on solutions and creating positive change? And who is your dream guest for your call? Do you think that we should invite politicians to come on the show and ask them real questions? Do you think that that is valuable? We'd love to hear from you, 866-798-8255. You can also email feedback@yourcallradio.org or leave a comment on our website, yourcallradio.org. We've got an email from Reinhold who says, please talk about noise pollution. Every month, the SFO Noise Abatement Office receives more than 100,000 complaints from people all over the Bay Area affected by the noise from arriving and departing planes. In the past, the office received a couple thousand complaints a month, but about 10 months ago, the FAA changed the paths for flights in and out of SFO. The results are disastrous. Our quality of life, our sleep, and the value of our homes are affected. The SFO Roundtable is trying to work with the FAA to review these recent changes. Please talk about this on the air. I didn't even know about this, so thank you for writing in, Reinhold. We will definitely look at that and possibly do a show. Laura writes in, please cover public education within these broad topics. The lack of funding for our schools and therefore our children and our teachers. The increasing dissatisfaction with and the movement toward removing standardized testing. And the status of public education in general. Something a la the recent Atlantic article about preschool and grades above. The trend toward less recess and more academics at an earlier age and the negative impact this is having on our children. Well, thank you so much. Those are very important issues, and we definitely cover education on a regular basis. We try to bring teachers on the show when school is out because we feel that their voices are really important. So thank you for that. Joe writes in, I would love it if you would devote more time to the non-human residents of the Bay Area as well as its natural history. As an animal lover, I love this idea. Thank you so much, Joe. We have so many more emails about the topic of Diablo Canyon. Carla writes in, this place on a fragile quake spot on the ocean is like a time bomb that we simply sit looking at. It's insane, and we truly need to do something to raise immediate awareness. A good organization in that area is A4NR. Okay, we will write that down and give them a call and look into them. So thank you so much. Richard writes in, please do a program on the gift economy. This is a term that's hard to pin down, but it's come into wider usage as people long for generosity-based interactions as opposed to the usual focus on getting my own without consideration for the larger picture. Servicespace.org is an inspiring example. Thank you for that, Richard. Sandy has a bunch of suggestions. As we make radical change to reduce our reliance on fossil fuels, the media have only reported on automobiles, but there is a plethora of consumer products which include petroleum. What are these industries doing to reduce their use of fossil fuels? Human trafficking in San Francisco. What are they to do? What is being done to help women who have been brought here against their will? That's a really important one. So thank you for that. Johanna, I hope you will continue to follow the displacement of working people in District 5 and the mission in San Francisco for upscale developments. Where is the affordable housing promised by the mayor of San Francisco? When will it come online, and why do we continue to build developments for millionaires? Thank you. And also, what does affordable actually mean? I've seen some affordable housing, and it's still maybe $2,500 a month to $3,000 a month, which a lot of people still cannot afford. So thank you for that. Janelle writes in, Michael Moore has a movement going in Michigan to provide housing for refugees. I wonder if we can contact people who are in need. I listen regularly and admire your dedication and content and research. I live in Baja Sur, and I wonder how to make contact to offer small casitas on my property. Well, thank you for that. We will look into that and possibly cover that this year. Will writes, while with so much fear in the U.S., which would allow the Donald Trump frenzy amongst his followers, and also the police when faced by persons of color, is the media behind the fear, and what could be done to reverse this trend? Well, thank you so much for all of those ideas. And let's go back to our phone lines. We have Anne. Hi, Anne. Welcome to the show.
Yes, hello, and thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I love your show, Rose. I'm learning computer, and so I don't have to do without it if I'm not by the radio. Okay, there's at least 10 things I can think of, so I will write to you. In view of this upcoming election, and I call this, for lack of better words, like a stopgap dealing with Trump method, I have a semi-dream ticket. I do not know if John, which many people are thinking of, I do not know if John Kerry is interested in running. And I, and for Vice President Bernie Sanders, or vice versa, but I mean, to make sure that the president gets in and not Trump. I mean, that the somebody who is idealistic and intelligent and has been to war. And I don't know if it's legal or if she is interested as Vice President Michelle Obama, you know. And, I'll end with an optimistic note.
Okay.
In view of the fact that certain physicists and astronomers, in particular in Japan, and I don't know much about this, have said they've just about proved there's a parallel universe, or the universe is a hologram. So just think of that. There's a better world, you know?
Well,
we can flip our world. We can make our world better.
Thank you so much. As we enter 2016, we are all dreaming of a better world. So thank you for calling in, Anne. Let's go next to Cynthia in Berkeley. Hi, Cynthia. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Rose, and thank you very much for taking my call. People are concerned about Diablo Canyon and what's going to happen in 2016. And I want people to know that we have a program about shutting Diablo Canyon and sort of new beginnings in activism in 2016, and both on January 10th. And we have Harvey Wasserman, who coined the term no nukes. We have Joanna Macy, who is a Buddhist scholar and deep philosopher, eco-philosopher. It's all on January 10th at the Berkeley Fellowship.
Well, thank you, Cynthia. If you can email feedback@yourcallradio.org with information about that event, that would be fantastic. Thank you for that. We've got a couple other emails. Jane writes in, please invite Jonathan Simon, author of Code Red, which deals with the issue of election fraud. Oh, I've heard about that and I've wanted to look into it. Thank you for that, Jane. Will, I already read your email. Margo, since Hillary is the top contender on the Democratic side, her track record on foreign policy suggests a bleak future. She calls herself a feminist, but women suffer the most in armed conflict. Please do a show to discuss this. Thank you, Margo. There's actually a book coming out about that in, I think, 4 or 5 months. So we will definitely follow that and report on her foreign policy, not only experience, but track record. Very important. Thank you. Ruth writes in, I think it's important to explore the similarities between suicide clusters in high school students and suicide clusters in the military. There's an extremely narrow imposed mission and message both groups are given regarding the meaning of success. I think it strips the individual of personal agency and authentic purpose. Thank you, Ruth. I actually just got an email from someone recently about the suicides that are happening in Palo Alto. I forgot the name of the high school, but it's students that are going to that school. And we will definitely look into that and do a show. Thank you. Let's go next to Allie in San Francisco. Hi, Allie. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I wanted to see if you guys would be interested to do a show on HR 158, which is a visa waiver program. And very unjustly, they added Iran to the list instead of Saudi Arabia, which is where most of the extreme Islamists are basically funded and supported. And there's a gentleman by the name of Peter Farsi, he has National Iranian American Council in Washington, D.C. It could be a great guest, and it would shed some light on this unjust situation that's going on right now.
All right, yes, that we brought that up briefly toward the end of the year, and we will look into that. That was the visa issue that's affecting Iranians living here in the United States. Okay, we'll definitely look into that. Thank you so much. Let's go next to Tom in San Francisco. Hi, Tom.
Yes, good morning. Bonehead Supreme Court decisions over the course of time, and you can also throw into the how did the corporate prominence as a citizen become established?
All right. Well, thank you. There are some very important Supreme Court cases that are coming down this year. I was just reading the one about reproductive rights. Very important. And I'm surprised no one's brought that up, but we're definitely going to also follow the attack on reproductive rights this year. So thank you for that, Tom. And we've got just a couple more minutes left. We have time for a few more callers. If you'd like to jump in and offer some suggestions for show ideas this year or your dream guest, how you'd like us to cover the election, the toll-free number is 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. Also, what about arts? And sort of to take a break from the politics, we like to do shows about the arts, about maybe dance, about what artists are doing, spending time in nature, just to keep us all balanced. I think that's also really important. And you can email feedback@yourcallradio.org. Let's go to Shessa in San Francisco. Hi, Shessa.
Hi, I'd like to hear a program about vegetarianism and how stopping eating meat would help with climate change.
Well, I'll show my bias. This is my 20-year anniversary of being a vegan this year, so I care about these issues a lot, and we will definitely focus on that. We did a show last year, What If We Ate As If Water Mattered, and this is a really important issue. We're also inviting the filmmakers from Cowspiracy on the show, looking at the very topic that you just brought up, Shessa. So we will definitely continue to focus on that this year. Thank you so much for calling in. Let's go next to David in San Francisco.
Wait.
Oh, Shessa. Sorry. Is she still there?
I just wanted to ask David. If a show could be done in about San Francisco's Planning Commission and the money that's being thrown on the table and the fast-tracking, I mean, that we need housing in the city, but the fast-tracking of the building, you know, instead of the Warriors building on the waterfront in a perfectly good arena in Oakland that people love, they're going to the water site on an indoor sport that will completely not be taking advantage of the water site when someplace like Bill Graham could be built on top of or demolished and then built on top of. It's just the planning. There's not enough people on the planning commission for all the projects that are there, and there's so much money being laid on the table.
Well,
and so
yeah,
your experts bring in some people.
Thank you. I mean, we will definitely continue to focus on housing, and you know, we've got a couple ideas also from people who say we need to learn more about the developers and the developers who have influence in City Hall. There's so much focus on tech, but what about the developers? So thank you for that. And then here's a last good email from Gabriel. How about shows on community organizing, how to do it, supporting resources, and tips? This is a really good one. Community organizers, thank you for all you do, says Gabriel. And that is a nice one to end with. And I wrote down all of your ideas. Thank you all so much for calling in. If you've got any other ideas, please email us at any time, feedback@yourcallradio.org. Thank you so much for calling again. I want to give a shout out to Malihe Razazan, Laura Flynn, Rosalie Atkinson, and Joe Burke, who often also gives us question ideas and show ideas during the middle of the show. Thank you, Joe. And thank you all so much for your amazing ideas, and thanks for being fantastic listeners. I'm Rose Aguilar. This is Your Call. On the next Your Call, we'll have a conversation with Professor Samer Aboud about his new book, Syria. The 5-year-old brutal and horrific war in Syria has killed more than 200,000 people. With 8 million internally displaced and 4 million refugees, the war in Syria has created the worst humanitarian and refugee crisis of our time. How did Syria get to this point, and what does the future hold? Join the conversation on the next Your Call with me, Rose Aguilar, and you. Support for Your Call comes from the listeners of KALW. To listen to past shows or to sign up for our podcast, visit yourcallradio.org. Laura Flynn produces the show, Malihe Razazan is senior producer, Matt Martin is executive producer, and Rosalie Atkinson is our intern. Phil Hartman is our chief engineer, and Joe Burke is our studio engineer. Our theme music is performed and composed by Live Human. You can email us at feedback@yourcallradio.org.